all parts of this mavui. That's what Shimon Elazar holds. So Kif, you see, there's the machlokes here. Shimon Elazar is the one that says that, like the first man, the Yama, that the Bnei Mavui have a right to use the whole mavui. Now the Gemara says, the Churah Chaseris Man Nachash, who's talking about it? So it's like this. Chasuri Mechza, something is missing here. Lochik, so this is the way it should be learned. The Chain, the same halacha applies. Chomesh Chaseris, five different Chaseris, courtyards, have Suchas the Mavui. That all the courtyards open up into the Mavui, one in front of the other. So Kula Mishtam Shresi Machitzoyna. All the ones inside, since they, how do they get inside? They go through the front entrance. They have a right to use the front ones, Rishus. Vachitzoyna Mishtamesh Liyatzma. And the front one, he could only use in front of his house, in front of his chaser. He cannot go further in, because he has no reason to go there. That's Shivrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. However, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, no. He argues and says, Chomish chateres afsuchas amovui, kula mishtamshu v'movui. That's this machlokes here. When you have an alleyway, that you live inside the alleyway, and your house and your chaser opens up into it, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar holds, you have a right to use that whole alleyway. Even though you only come in the front part, and you don't really have to go down the back way, but if you want to walk to the end, to the dead end side of it, you're allowed to. And the people in between cannot stop you. So before that we said, that the Bnei Mavi have a right to stop you from building outside in front of your Rishus, goes according to Shimon ben Elazar. And here that we say, that they cannot stop you, that goes according to Rebbe. So the kids are like this tonight. Oh mama, what we just say, how you saw some? If first the door was closed, no, it was once opened, and it was closed. Now they won't open it up again. Same Bnei Mavi Machmen Alav. The Bnei Mavi in your alleyway cannot stop you from opening it up to give you a way to go into the other alleyway. And maybe the people there will come in here. We can't stop you. Since it was once opened. Omar Rav. Rav says, Lashana, this was only learned, Elashloi Parates Psimov, that they did not knock off the mezuzos, the side lentils, the side posts. Avo Parates Psimov. But if the way they clogged up, stuffed up this door, was they pulled off the doorposts, then it's still like there's no opening at all. Therefore now, if you want to reopen, it's like making a new opening. And therefore, Bnei Mavi Machmen Alav, the people in the Bnei Mavi have a right to stop you. That's cool, you want to make a new opening into another alleyway, the people have a right to stop you. Oh, Malaya Bayil Rabba, Bayil said to Rabba, Tanya the Masalach, I'll bring you proof to this, that there's such a difference if they opened up the doorposts or not. Bayis sosum, if you have a closed bayis, Rashi says, shoyel le pesach le chotzer. You had an opening into the chotzer, and you closed it. Yesh to daladamas. Still, the locher is later, when you make a chalukah, divide up this chotzer, you have a right to get daladamas in the chotzer. Since it was once an opening, even though now you closed it, it's still called a pesach. What about parates psimov? Let's say when you closed it, you took down the doorposts, then the locher is, ain't le daladamas. You do not have daladamas. So you see there's a big difference by taking down the doorpost, that makes it like there's no door there at all. And kever, she will soon see his lachis, in parentheses, will soon see his grand barichas, that kever, if you have a kever, she piskoi sosim, the opening was closed, ain't a matama close to vivov. It doesn't make matama all around it. But parates psimov, if they took away the doorpost, the sosim, they closed it, then matama is close to vivov. We'll soon see what that means. Bayis sosim, if you have a closed house, ain't a matama close to vivov. You should know when there's a kever inside it, so it's not metama all around it. Rashi says, "Ein metama svivov." Ela kineged haPesach im meis petoichet. There's a meis inside it. Whoever's standing in front of the door, they're tummy. But around it, you're not tummy though. And by it, you have a closed house and there's a door to it. So ein metama kol svivov. All around it, you're not tummy. You're standing on the outside, only near the door. Parates psimov. Let's say that they took away the doorpost. So there's no real door opening into this house. Then metama kol svivov. All around the house has tumas kever. Rashi says parates psimov. And then it's a relic of kever. It has luck like the coffin itself. Vechachomim timu esrivos hakever daladamas. With the rabbanon, any all the area around the kever daladamas is tamei. Kidei shelo yikruvu oisei tyrus ad kever. The rabbanon do not want you to come close to the kever. So they made this gezerim with the rabbanon. Daladamas around the kever is tamei for tyrus. Yeah. So therefore it depends. If there's an opening to this house, then you're only tummy around the door, because that's the place you're going to go in and go out. But if the door was taken away, now we do not know how you're going to get in here. Therefore all around the house is still tummy. So again, we see a difference whether you just closed the door or whether you took away Ptsimov, you took away the doorpost. Omar Rabbo Barbachona. Omar Rabbi Yechanon Muvoyus Hamufulosh Lira Harris. We have a Movui. That's this alleyway that's opened up on both sides. In other words, the houses are on both sides of the street, and the openings, the two ends of the street, are opened up. And one is Mefuleshes Li'ir Acheres. It opens up into another city. Rashi says the Derech Li'ir Acheres. Like one entrance is mamash to the highway going into another city. Obikshu b'nei Yir, L'saisimon, and the people in this city now want to close it up. Rashi Hashem, Avoyez bo L'saisimon Mi'achreim. The people in this alleyway want to close up that entrance, so that the people from the other cities shouldn't come in here. So b'nei Yisoyir Makvan Aleim. The people from that other city have a right to stop them. Because the Rashi says, Shekhar Huchsuku, because they're already used to making a shortcut going through this alleyway. They're used to using this for their road. So now you have no right to clog to stop it. Loi mi boy, not only, Kileka Dakachrina, not only if there's no other way for those people to travel to their city, that you have no right not to block the road to Miakfe, that they can stop you, Elafilu Kiyika Dakachrina. Even if you have another road, how the people from that city could get into this city, Nami Miakfe, still they have a right to stop you from blocking our way through. Why? Mishum to Rabbi Yehuda, of course Rabbi Yehuda is Alocha. Omar Rav, the name of Rav. The Yoma that they say, Meitzah Shech Zika B'Rabim, if there's a road that the Rabbim already used it to make it like a path, to use it, is also a Kalkuloi. You're not allowed to stop it. Once the Rabbim goes through your path and make a path, a shortcut out of it, then you can't throw them out anymore. Now the rabbin picked the road, they have a right to keep their road, you can't take it away from them. If you have a movie that's opened up to Rosh Hashanah, again, this alleyway is opened up to Rosh Hashanah, and now the people in this alleyway want to put up a door, as if to stop the rabbin from coming in, they want to put up a door at their entrance. So, b'nei Rosh Hashanah makvim aleihem. The people in the Rosh Hashanah have a right to stop them from putting up that door. Now, so, b'minei, they thought to say, hani mili, when is this said? B'dal damas. It's only said, dal damas. Rashi, hani mili, terch dal damas. Shal roshay ha-mavoyis. Hasmuch, Rosh Hashanah makvim. Malamed losas Hashem. That only the first Dal Dam is coming into the Mabui, then the Rosh Hashanah have a right to stop you from putting up your wall. And why can Rav Zeira, Amr Rav Nachman? The Yom Rav Zeira, Amr Rav Nachman, Dal Damas, Hasmuchas, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Damyin. That the Dal Dam is inside a place right next to Rosh Hashanah is called like Rosh Hashanah. Because the people from the Rosh Hashanah sometimes push themselves, have to walk there. So therefore you can't block off this road. Rashi says there is brought down linyan Safek Tum Vishus Rabin. Another loch is Safek Tum Vishus Rabin is Tor, Vishus Yochid, it's Tomei. So if you dial down it's inside of Vishus Rabin, close to Vishus Rabin, it's also called like Vishus Rabin. So therefore, when could Vishus Rabin stop you from making your doors? Only by blocking off that first dial damas. But inside it, then they can't stop you anymore. The Mar says, Shinovaloi, it's not true. Hosom linyan Tumma, that's only for Yintumma, you only have dial damas. Here's a question. Sometimes the Shusrabim gets crowded and they just have to go into that Mavui. So therefore, the Bnei Mavui have no right to put up a door to stop them from coming in. All right, turn over. So again, Avalocha, Zimna the Dachki, Bnei Shusrabim, V'yalatuva. Here, though, it's a question that sometimes the Mavui, the Shusrabim, gets crowded, so the people have to walk to the side Mavui. So therefore, they have a right to walk in there, and the Bnei Mavi have no right to stop them to put up a gate there. Then, V'loye Sasoda, Ach Mishnah says, when you divide up a field, you don't have a right to divide up. Ach Yeba Tisha Kabbalah Lazer, but Tisha Kabbalah Lazer. Each Shutev has to make sure he has a right, at least, to have Tisha Kabbalah for himself. That's called the Chashavach Soda to work on. And then it's Machlekes the Mishnah. One says that shear, next one says different shear. What's the shear we had? Each one goes according to his city. If I says need city, it depends upon what the minig was, how big of a field you need to work on it, to be satisfied, like it's called a worthwhile investment here to have such a field. For Bavel Mai, What? How big do the fields have to be involved to have a great chalukah? Omer Rabbi Yosef, they reduya yoyma, enough that you can plow one day's worth of plow. Rashi says they reduya yoyma, days charishim yoyma echod lezeh, v'chein lezeh, that there's enough field there to plow for one day. My day reduya yoyma, what does it mean to say to plow for one day? I yoyma zarya, if it means
at the time when you seed the field, in other words, then the field is already soft. So they used to plow it right before they seed it. If so, trei yoyma karvali heavy. If so, in the hot season, when the ground is still hard, and you have to plow it the first time, like it's more than one day's work, and you don't have enough for 2 days, so how could you divide up one day then? And Iyoy Makarva, if you're talking about now in the hot season, when the ground is hard, one day's work of plowing it then, Yoyma desirably heavy. Then when it comes to soft season, the season to plant it, there's not even one day's work. Sadly, you have one day at both times all over the whole time of the year. So Marin says, we're talking about now, Taka, the day when they used to plow in the hot time. You have to have one day's work. The question was then in the summer, like in this easy time, you're not going to have a full day's work. There it is, the Korogatoni. We're talking about a place that when they used to seed it, they used to like plow it then twice. So since they did it twice, that would take the same time as if you have to plow the field once in the hot season. And what you say, what else I could tell you, Yoyim Adizari. Now we're talking about now when the easy season is signed, the time then you seed it. If so, the question was then, a day's worth then, so when it comes to the hot season then, it will not be enough for two days. The Teretz is, Bihaduri, that in the hot season, true, then you need 2 days. You know why? Because the ground is extra hard. Since the ground is extra hard in Echnami, then you'd have to have 2 days of plowing. Now the Gemara says, Davla, what's going to be the locha? If you have a Davla, you have a well there of water, and you want to divide it up now. Some Rav Nachman, Beidoli Yoyma, it has to be enough that each one, there's enough water there in this well, like each one can use it for a full day. There's enough water there that one should use it for a full day to water their fields, and the second one uses it to water his fields the full day. Pardes, so what about if you have a pardes? Rashi said that means a kerem. How much of a vineyard do you have to divide up into people? Omer Rav Udi Shmuel, bash loshes kabin. It has to be the size of 3 kabin. Whereas each one of them has to have a size enough to make 3 kabin from this pardes. So Mor says, Tanya Namiyach, we learn like this also. Ha'im alachaver, or someone says to his friend, Menas bekerem ani mechalot lecho, I'm going to sell you a portion in this kerem. Sumcha soymer, Sumcha says, Lo yifchas mi gimel kabin, you can't give less than gimel kabin. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says back, like, where do you get this far from? Ein elu el divrei nevi'os, you should know there's only like divrei nevi'os. How do you know the shear of 3 kabin? The Gemara then says, though, Bavel Mai, what's the shear in Bavel? Or Marova Bar Kisno Telos Atziyosa? That you have 3 rows there. B'nei Tresa Gufni, each row has 12 vines to it. Kiecha de Rofe Gavra B'yoyma, that'll take a person the whole day to plow or to work on this. Omer Rebbe Avdimi de Min Chayfa Yishno, Miyoyim Shechor Beis Amigdosh. From the day the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, you should know, Nitlo Nevua min HaNeviyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Nevua from Neviyim, V'nitno LeChachomim, he gave it over to Chachomim. So Mori asked the question, Oto Chachom Alav Neviyahu, like even before the Neviyim, they could be Chachomim also. So what do you mean you took it away? So Mori asked the question, Afal pi shenitlo min HaNeviyim, even though Nevua was taken away from the Neviyim, but you should know, min HaChachomim lo nitlo, it was not taken away from the Chachomim. Omer Amemra says, V'chochem odif minovi. Shno, a chochem is even greater than a novi. Shnemer the pasuk says, V'novi levav chochma. A novi is like a chochem. Is mi nitla b'mi? Who is like who? Have yeme koton nitla b'godol. The koton novi is like a chochem means